Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to another episode. Today I'm going into a topic that resonates with so many of us. It resonated with me before I wrote my first book, and that is the mindset blocks that can hold you back from realizing your dream of becoming an author. Now, I know this struggle all too well. When I started writing The Six Pillars of a Rewarding Life, I faced my own set of challenges and it nearly derailed my journey. And so I want to get vulnerable with you and share those experiences because I believe that sharing my struggles, we can find the common ground and help each other break through these barriers. So today, I not only want to share the five biggest mindset blocks that might be standing in your way, but I want to give you breakthrough tips at the end of each block. So let's get into the episode. The first one is the fear of failure. And it's perhaps the most significant mindset block. This fear, it's very paralyzing and it can prevent you from even actually working through your book idea to seeing what could happen at the end when your book's published. When I began my writing journey, I was terrified of what others might think. Would they see my book as a reflection of my worth? Would they critique my writing style or message? I always used to think I was a shit writer as well. And I remember sitting at my desk staring at a blank page for hours and I was consumed by this fear. But the truth is, every author has faced rejection and criticism, and that's just part of the process. The key is to reframe how you view failure. So instead of seeing it as a definitive end, look for it as a stepping stone towards that growth and towards that learning. Now, I've met many authors who feared the failure of not meeting their own expectations or the expectations of what they believe are expected of them. Now, they would freeze and it was caught in a cycle of what if. So it took me a while to learn that failure is not the opposite of success. It's actually part of it. When I allowed myself to fail as well, I realized that each setback became a lesson. And the biggest lessons I've learned was through my editor when she would give me tips and criticism, constructive criticism. It helped me improve my writing so much, but they are there to give you feedback and you need to embrace it, and recognizing it would help me grow. And I knew to write my book and to grow as a writer, I had to embrace that. So for you, please embrace the possibility of failure. Understand that every great author has faced setbacks. The difference is, though, the most successful writers and then people actually publish their books, they've learned from their mistakes and use it to fuel their future progress, their future projects. So write a list of all your fears and confront them head on. And that's going to help diminish their power over you too. The second mindset block is imposter syndrome. The feeling of being a fraud is so common among writers, especially business owners too, because I knew for me, I felt like I had to be at a certain point to become an author. And when I chat to many business owners, they feel they have to be at a certain point too. But that certain point, you're always going to feel like you have to be at that certain point. Who am I to write a book? What do I have to offer? We all have a story to share and we all have a problem to solve. That is the difference. And I battled with imposter syndrome during the Six Pillars of Rewarding Life. I questioned my credentials because I'd only lived 30 years. And I'm like, here's a book about how to live a great life. There's so many established authors out there. What can I possibly contribute? So I then began to reflect on my journey, my struggles, and the lessons I learned as well. And I realized that what I had to say in my unique perspective and experiences, they were valuable. So the conversations I had with others, coaches, entrepreneurs, and everyday individuals, they showed me that we all have stories worth sharing. And through understanding that, I really figured out that authenticity resonates more than perceived expertise. So when I started to share my story without that fear of judgment, I was able to get that book published, get that book written, and just being proud of the fact that I'd become an author. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to recognize your worth as a writer because you write every day. I hear so many people say, oh, I'm not a writer, but you write every day inside your business. You write content, you write emails, you do so much writing. So recognize your worth as a writer and keep a journal of your achievements, no matter how small, and revisit whenever you feel those imposter feelings creeping in. And you also want to make sure that you have a supportive community that's going to uplift you and really remind you of your unique value and cheerlead for you of writing that book. The third step, the third mindset block is perfectionism. And it's easy to fall into the trap of wanting everything to be perfect before you start or even before you finish writing. Now, just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode. I spent countless hours editing and rewriting sections of my book, thinking that if I just polished it enough, it would be good enough. But here's the thing. It is such a creativity killer. It can prevent you from completing your manuscript, let alone getting it published and sharing it with the world. So writing is a process, and it's okay for your first draft to be messy. I always say with my clients and people who are part of Idea to Impact, writing your book is supposed to be messy. It is supposed to be messy, and you're not supposed to edit as you write. And I'm sure you've heard this philosophy before. Done is better than perfect. So that mantra as well changed my approach entirely. It changed how I wrote my books, and it also changed how I coach other people to write their books as well. I began to see my writing as a journey rather than that destination. And I embraced the messiness of the creative process, and I allowed myself the freedom to write without that constraint. Because I always knew that the first draft is really the exploration of ideas rather than a final product. Because that first draft, once you write it and then you go back again, you're going to actually see how much you've improved as you've been writing your book. And there's going to be some things that you're going to change as well. So you want to make sure your draft manuscript is done and it's not going to be perfect. Now, a breakthrough tip for this is just to adopt a good enough mindset and allow yourself to write freely without the pressure of perfection. Because a completed manuscript is far better than a perfect one that never sees the light of day. So embrace the idea that revisions and professional editing are where the real magic happens. The fourth block is self-doubt. So this is that nagging feeling that you feel when you're not good enough, and it can be incredibly debilitating. I remember when I was deep into writing The Six Pillars, and I thought, what if nobody relates to my story? What if my experiences, knowledge, what if they all fall flat? There's a constant battle with self-doubt, and it can drain your motivation, and it prevents you from actually getting your book out. It's why it took me 3 years to write my first book, but it took me 6 months to rewrite and publish. So after those 2.5 years, it took me that long to actually go, well, no, I just need this book out. And so that is a powerful lesson I learned, that self-doubt arises from comparing ourselves to others. And it's easy to look at established authors and people who are number one on the bestsellers week in, week out, and you feel inadequate. But instead of letting this doubt consume you, challenge it into something that's motivational. So use those feelings of self-doubt to inspire you and to prove to you that you can overcome these feelings. So breakthrough tip is to shift your focus from self-doubt to self-belief. Surround yourself with positive influences, people who are going to support you and uplift you. And it's a common theme, because in life, you need to have people who are going to support you. Remind yourself of your story and the value that you're going to bring to readers. And the fifth mindset block is the fear of criticism. This is that feeling we get when we put something that we've worked so damn hard out into this world, and we think people are going to say something negative about it. Once you put your book out into the world, it is open for feedback, and not all of it is going to be positive. You might want everybody to put a 5-star, but someone might put a 4-star review on Amazon or a 3-star review on Amazon. Every author receives criticism at some point in their career. And that's the same with growing a business too. If you're open for trolling, if you're open for people giving you shit, remind yourself that you've actually made it because you've done something that so many other people in this world have not even tried, and they're looking at you from the grandstand. So the key is here is to differentiate between constructive feedback and unfounded negativity. Remove the negativity, but embrace the constructive criticism. So focus on those readers who resonate with your message. And remember that not everyone's going to love your book. Not everyone's going to love your work. And that's perfectly okay, because your book might not be for everyone, but you want to get it in front of the right people who it's for. So this breakthrough tip is something that you have I'm sure you've heard inside your business, is to develop a thick skin, because not everyone's going to love your book. Not everyone's going to love your work, and that is okay. Focus on the readers who resonate with your content, with your book and your message, because that is where the real impact happens. And you want to collect feedback, but don't let it define you or your worth as an author. Because like I said, you have done something that 99% of the population have not done. So to finish this up, now, as I reflect on my journey, I realize that these five mindset blocks we went through: fear of failure, imposter syndrome, perfectionism, self-doubt, and the fear of criticism. They're hurdles that many authors face, and they're hurdles that business owners face. What's important is how we respond to those challenges. So each of these blocks, they can be overcome. They can be overcome with practice, patience, and also a willingness to embrace your vulnerability. And I hope by sharing my struggles, I hope that that's inspired you to really confront your own mindset blocks and take that first step towards becoming an author, because you are meant to be an author. Every business owner should become a published author. And I believe you are doing yourself and your clients and your potential clients a disservice from not sharing your story and making an impact with a book. So if you are feeling inspired and if you want to dive deeper into your author journey, please check out my Idea to Impact program. It's in the show notes. It's designed to support you every step of the way to becoming an author and becoming a published best-selling author in 6 months. So that's available in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.